Once again, there is no cheap sin. God's department store of life has no bargain basement that features inexpensive sin. There are always inflation prices to pay for sin. For God sees sin more seriously than you and I do, and therefore his judgments are often far more serious than we think they ought to be. And we have seen in recent broadcasts the reason for this. Number one, God's holiness. Leviticus 20, "Ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy." From Isaiah 6, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." From Luke chapter 1, "That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." And Revelation 4 teaches, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." In contradistinction to that is the sinfulness of man. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The prophet Isaiah tells us that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The very best that we can do is like the rag used by the filthy, infectious leper. The very best, mind you. And from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, the scripture says we are but putrefying sores, and there's nothing to heal us. Oh, friend of mine, we are in distinction. We're in contrast to Almighty God because of our sin and his holiness. And what are the results? Judgment. Be sure, listening friend, your sin will find you out. The way of the transgressor is hard. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We have seen in recent broadcasts that the pride of Satan, or the sin of Satan rather, was pride. And he is experiencing the results, and so are we, of this horrible sin. We looked at Adam and Eve. Their simple sin was disobedience, and the consequences are going on today. We saw the murmuring Israelites complaining against God, and God judged them with fiery serpents. Joshua and Caleb entered into the promised land, but those who did not believe God died in the wilderness. Today we want to consider another giant of God. We find much about him recorded in the Hall of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11. Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith, he forsook Egypt. By faith, he kept the Passover. By faith, he passed through the Red Sea, and so on. And yet, on one occasion, God told Moses to smite the rock, and there would come forth water for the thirsty Israelites. On a second occasion, God said, "Moses, speak to the rock." But instead, Moses hit the rock a second time. Now that seems so insignificant to us, doesn't it? So minor. What difference does it make, God, whether he speaks to it or whether he hits it? Well, he disobeyed God. He acted in unbelief. He responded contrary to what God had said. And the result was that this giant of the faith, this great man of God, was not permitted to lead the children of Israel out of the bondage of out of the wilderness. He took them out of the bondage of Egypt into the wilderness, but he was not permitted to take them into the land of Canaan, the land of promise. Oh, how severely, how harshly it seems to us. God deals with sin. But friend of mine, God looks upon it from his holy viewpoint. We look upon it under the sun. And friend of mine, today you might be looking upon your own sinful condition, your own sinful nature, and viewing it in a far less serious attitude than God does. But let me tell you, he has provided for you one who was smitten at Calvary, and forthwith from his side came out blood and water, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. Would you be free from your burden of sin? Be not like Moses. Don't act in unbelief, but act in belief. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you will be saved. Do it today. He'll give you his gift of eternal life. Amen.